is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. In this episode, we're going to be talking about demolitions. Now, if you're familiar with the FCT, you will know that demolitions happen a lot in the FCT, and not just in the FCT, in other parts of the country. You hear governments coming with their bulldozer and they're destroying houses because they're probably not on the plan or they're having one reason or another. Now, here in the FCT, it happens a lot. But one question that always comes to my head is, after this demolition, what next? What happens to people whom their means of livelihood are on that particular place that has been destroyed? What is the reason? Is there some form of compensation? Anyway, today we'll be talking about the demolition that happened at Utako Village, and our colleague Bilkisu Ahmed took a trip there, and let's hear what exactly she saw. Hi, Bilkisu.
Hi, Lillian.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us, what did you see? How was it like? Just explain to us your experience when you went to the demolished site at Utako Village.
Okay, we actually went to the demolition site in Utako Village today to find out what really happened after hearing reports from people that the demolition took place yesterday. Some shops and houses were demolished. This place is a place known for demolition. Like last year when we went, they told us that there was also demolition last year. Some houses and shops were demolished. And this year they came again and demolished some of their shops. So we spoke to some residents. They were telling us, we asked them the reason why. Some of them said they were told that the place is the place is for a police station. It's supposed to be for the police. Some are saying they don't even know why they came there.
Okay, but so, when you got there, what did you see?
We saw empty space. That place usually used to be shops and some houses there, but the place is leveled ground now. Nothing is standing there. The shop owners were now seen across the street with some of their umbrellas, some with their tables. The place now is actually flat.
So were you able to speak to some of the shop owners or people who had properties there, people who were around? Were you able to speak with them, and what exactly did they say?
So we spoke to some indigents that owned shops there, and this is what they have to say.
My name is Sani Musa Madaki.
Can you tell us what happened here in Utako Village?
Yeah, actually, it was like 3 days ago. FCDA and the police, Nigerian Police Force, they came around that they want to start a work at that field that was cleared some months ago during the demolition. So, but then that field they cleared, they actually demolished people's houses, shops, and other business places. So then they now came back that land they cleared is for police, so that they want to make use of it. So then the indigenous of the community stood and said no, that there has to be a compensation to the people that lost their properties. Since then, we have heard nothing from the FCDA and the police. So all of a sudden, they just came 3 days ago that they want to start working on the field. So then the indigenous came out and said no, that there is no proper arrangement, no compensation, no settlement, nothing. So how come they will just come and start working on the field? And the indigenous said no, we have to come out and stand that we cannot allow them to take over the land, because the land does not belong to police, neither FCDA. The land belongs to the indigenous of the community, that is the Bagis. So today we all came out, we the indigenous came out and made a protest saying that we cannot allow our lands to go free just like that, with no settlement, nothing. So, and after all, we expected them to come so that they will reach an agreement, but they did not come. Instead, it was some of our leaders that came and addressed us that we should calm down, that everything is going to be okay. So till now, we are still waiting to get feedback. Yes.
So where they demolished, do you have a house or a shop there?
Yeah, we have houses there where people were living, and there were shops there too, where people do their business, sell their properties and other stuff.
So how do you feel about this thing?
Like, I'm not feeling happy at all, because when we lost those properties, things have been hard for me and my family. Like, things have been hard, because normally we do get some, we earn some money there through the rent where the tenants, they pay us. We make use of them to buy food, pay our school fees and other stuff.
But your main house, the house you are living in, it has not been touched?
No, it has not been touched. Yes, it has not been touched. It's still here.
My name is Fatima Ali.
Fatima Ali, we heard what happened here about the demolition. How do you feel about it?
I feel very bad. I feel very bad, very, very bad. The last time they came here, they demolished our house, our shop. Most of my aunties, like, they were down because that is where we are feeding from, paying our school fees and the rest. And then coming back again the second time is just not funny at all. Like, everybody's just mad, like, no money for school fees, nothing. All the farm we have, like, they have taken everything and now they are facing us now, taking our houses. It's not funny at all.
And you are an indigene of this place?
Yes, we are indigene of this place. Like, where did they want us to go? No compensation, nothing, nothing. So
even the first one, there was no compensation?
Like, it's 1 year plus now. They are not saying anything about it. Nothing, no compensation. People think we have collected the money, like we had the money, but there's nothing like that. They did not give us anything. And now, like, it's as if it's bribe, as if they are giving us money to take and let's keep quiet and let them take over our land. It's not good though. It's not good at all.
So did they tell you the reason why they came to this second time to do it?
They said the land belongs to police people, so the police people are coming to take their land.
But how true is it?
We don't know how true is it. That's why we are doing the following up. The elders are following the matter. They want to see how they can help this stuff. So
what can you say to the government about this?
The government should just look into this and leave this land. This land belongs to us. If at least they want to do anything, they should come and sit down and reason with the people who are staying here. It's people that are living here. It's not animals. So they should come and reason with the people and tell them what they want to do, how they want to do it, if they want to move us to another place, if we agree, because if we do not agree, they will not move us to anywhere. You understand? So me, I believe they should come, sit down with people. But this one, they will just come, bring police people and be doing it by force, like we must move by force, by fire. The last time they said they were doing it to move out touts and arrange the environment for us. But like now, it's not turning out that way. Like, it's as if they want to take over everything. After police, maybe if the police will take that part, the next thing you will hear is that this other one, another person will come outside that this land belongs to him. Like, there's nothing left again. So we just want justice, sure.
So I'm looking at somebody's grave here. If they come to demolish, how will they do with the grave?
So, probably, maybe they'll just dig the person out, because I've seen a case like this that they dig that person out. And the family of people started crying again because they will not leave it. The foundation like gets here, they need to dig that person out. So that's what they will do probably. But I'm not sure we are ready to give out our land for anything or in exchange of anything. We want to stay here.
My name is Clement Sambo from Otako here.
Mr. Clement, how do you feel when they came to demolish this place? Do you have shop and house here?
Yes, in fact, I'm happy to see you people because I'm indigene here and I have shop where I manage feeding my family. And last time, 3 months ago, they came and demolished our houses. In fact, the pain have never gone. Then today, suddenly, 2 days ago, they came back and they want to clear the place without our notice, without compensation. In fact, we don't like that. That compensation, in fact, we need our place, we need our land. This is where our forefathers are, and we cannot go anywhere. In fact, our mothers, they are short of words today. You can see the atmosphere is very bad.
Did they tell you why they came to do this?
In fact, there is not any evidence to show us that they came to do anything. I can see it, even the other people that we call that they can tell us what is really happened here, we couldn't find out. We just see bulldozer from nowhere. The first time we see police sign, but we don't even know whether it is really from the police or not. So it's like for us, we are just seeing like it is one big man or somebody just want to claim the land.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. You can listen to or download this episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Spotify and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM, it's 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. We'll be going on a short break. Do stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to or download our episodes on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM, it's 9.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. In this episode, we're talking about demolitions that have been happening across the country, especially in the FCT. Bilkisu Ahmed, who went to a demolition site here in Utaku, Abuja, shares with us what exactly she saw and the people she spoke with. So let's get back to Bilkisu. Hi Bilkisu, who else were you able to speak with?
I also spoke to a shop owner, though he's not an indigene. He just owns a shop, or some shops rather, there. And this is what he has to say.
My name is Mukhtar Kabir Sanusi.
Do you have a shop here before the demolition?
Yeah, I have like three shops.
Are you an indigene of this place?
No.
Where did you come from?
I came from Borno State.
All the way from Borno to come and do business here?
Yeah.
Okay, now that your shops are being demolished, how do you feel?
Because it's not our land. We are here to find something that we have ourselves. So the time they come and announce for us, may we pack our things. They will need their place. So we put something in our mind that we are not happy, but it's their land. At least they give us enough chance that we pack our things before they come and demolish.
How much time did they give you? Because we heard some people are saying they did not give enough time.
Last year, they give us like 2 weeks. Last year, before this one, they give us, I think, 2 days only. For this one, but the one that they are doing it last year, they give us enough chance, enough time.
Okay, so this last one, were you able to pack your things before they came?
Yeah. We pack our things, all the people. I think nobody lost something here for this time, but for last year, guys, here we lost our many things. Even our car that we have in our shop, we lost them, most of them. At least we take small things for our car that we have for last year. But alhamdulillah for this one.
Okay, so how do you feel about the demolition? What can you say to the government?
I can't say anything about our government. At least our government is our government. What they are saying they will do for people, at least they are trying and do that thing for us, because we are not happy. We come and fight for them, but they are not trying to do something good for us. So, just I will thank Allah anyway, at any time. I know everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so nothing any man can do for me. So only Allah do that thing for me.
To show that this goes beyond Abuja, we also spoke to somebody from Kaduna who experienced such demolition. He's a victim of demolition in Kaduna that has been ongoing also for some time now. And this is what he has to say.
You know, my name is Ismail Ibrahim, and I'm a citizen of Kaduna State, living in Ugata.
Mr. Osman, can you tell us what happened, how you have been affected with this demolition?
Okay. Actually, I'm affected in this demolition, but I'm having a shop in Kasumbachi Market. So over 45 years now. So unfortunately, when this government came now, they started to... We actually went on verification, showing that, yes, we are the actual owners of the shops. Actually, we finished. We are through the verification and everything. Then, actually, they kept me now with a form that we should fill a form that actually the demolition has finished. Then they told us that we have to pay a certain amount if they finish the building of the shop. So actually, most of us here, we cannot afford to pay the amount. Actually, the smallest amount in the shops is $1.8 million.
Okay, if I understand you well, you're saying the shop you were having before is not up to standard. So they are building standard ones. That's why they demolished your own to build another.
Yes, actually, that's what the government said. Okay. Yes, that's what the government said.
And you cannot afford this one they are building.
Actually, we cannot afford it. 1.8, we cannot afford it. Because the work we are doing is not up to what the government has put on. Yes.
So how are you feeling now, and what call can you send to the government?
So there's no call, because they have already put up their own mind, and actually we are only praying to God. God has given us this one, and the government seems to collect it by force. Since they have collected it, there's nothing we can do.
Now, in all of this, were you able to speak to an authority to confirm why exactly they did this particular demolition there at this point in time?
So we tried to speak to an authority, that's the FCDA in charge of the environment, and we called, we text, no response.
So as it stands now, we have no response from the authority to confirm as to why this action was taken.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Bilkisu. And that wraps up this episode of Nigeria Daily. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we've heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can listen to or download this episode on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Adamawa State. If you have questions or comments or suggestions of topics you would like us to talk about, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at @daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. Better still, you can send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. I am Lilian Okazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.